I won't be able to give a shiur tomorrow. I have to go away. The Gemara of Zayin and Aleph and Brachas quotes a Mishnah from Adius that Rabbi Yehuda ben Boba hate Chamisha Dvarim. All the Tanoim on the day that they fired Rabbi Gamliel from being chief rabbi, he always suppressed all the opinions who disagreed with him. So the day that they fired him and they appointed Rabbi Loz Manazar as the chief rabbi, so everybody was coming out and saying over all the traditions that he never allowed them to be in the first. Rabbi Yehuda ben Boba says over five things. So one of the things that he says is Al Tarnagol Shiniskal B'Yushalayim, that in Chumash it says that a Shor Shaharag Asa Odom gets Skilo. So the Gemara Baba Kama says you learn out from the Psukim, you learn out Shor Shah Misinai, that whenever it says Shor, it's Labdat Kishor. It's Behemachai B'Yoif and Tarnagol also. There is a Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban Al HaTorah quotes from the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim that the Skilo that you give to the Shor HaNiskal for killing a person, a behemah is a bardas, a behemah is a bar chayuva, how can it be? So the Rambam says it's not a punishment to the behemah, it's a punishment to the bala behemah, that he allows his behemah to run around and cause someone to lose his life. So the Ramban on Chumash quotes the Mor Nevuchim and he disagrees. He said there's a Mishnah in Bava Kamma, there's a machlokes hatanaim shor hamidbar, shor hefker, shor hargas ha'odom. They tell the story about the fellow who had yartzeit for one of his parents, so he borrowed a mishnayis for somebody else, and then he learned a couple of mishnayis, and he came back and he told all of his friends. He came across a mishnah that talks about a behemoth that can talk. So no one knew what he was talking. There is no behemoth that can talk. So the Tzemach Tzedek was, I think, the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think. The third Lubavitcher Rebbe was the Tzemach Tzedek. So he knew right away. He misread the Mishnah, Shor HaMidbar. He thought that it said Shor HaMidaber. It says Shor HaMidbar. So that's what comes to mind right away. The Shor HaMidbar. There is a Mishnah in Nazir where a guy imputes that the animal is saying something. But the Balabasad Yartzeit didn't learn Nazir. He learned Balakam. So there's a Mishnah, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that you only give skila to the Shor if it's owned by a person. But if it's Shor Hefker, Shor Hargas Adam is not Chayim Misa. So that sounds like the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We paskin like the Chachamim, that Shor Hefker, Shor Hargas Adam is also Chayim Skila. So you see the Ramban says in Chumash, it's a punishment to the Behemah. The Behemah is a Bardas, it should be a Bar Chayuva. So he says, yes, that after the Mabul, the Behemahs owe a debt of gratitude to Noach and to his descendants for saving them. If they wouldn't have been taken into the Teva, they would have drowned. All the behemoths chayv yoifes did drown, only some were safe. So the enough seichel they have to understand to have akaras hatoiv, not to kill human beings. Not to eat treifes, not to be mechal shabbos, that they don't understand. But enough seichel they have not to kill a human being. So we assume it's a punishment to the shor. So that's what the... we assume that when the behemoth chayv yoif kills a person, it's ritzicha, it's an act of ritzicha. What if it's a... bug? What if it's an ant that eats away at a person? So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin around the Afayin Ches and the Sugyas of Ritzicha there, where the Gemara makes a distinction that Kofso Lefnei Ari, if I tie someone up in front of a lion and the lion eats him up, so the lion did the act of Ritzicha, I did Gram Ritzicha. For Gram Ritzicha, Yechai Misi B'dei Shamayim, but you're not Chai Mises Bezen. So if I tie a person up and the lion eats him up, that's Gram Ritzicha on my part, because the lion did Ritzicha. We assume, like the Ramban, that it's an act of Ritzicha on the part of the Shor. It's not just that it's a punishment to the Baal Shor, it's an act of Ritzicha. But Kofsel Lefnei Yitushin, but if you tie him up and then the insects eat him up, so then it says that the one who ties him up is Chayv Misa. So the Ran, I think, on that Gemara has two interpretations when they're Rishonim. So one interpretation is that insects don't have, by insects, it's just reflex reaction, they don't really understand that they're killing a person. Behema chayv, you have to understand. So that's a maisa ritzicha on the part of the behema. So the behema did the ritzicha. I tied him up in front of the behema chayv. If I only did gram ritzicha, and the behema is chayv misa. But kapsa lefnei yitushin, the yitushin didn't do an act of ritzicha because they don't understand what they're doing. So then the odom is harnessing this force, a natural force. That's called Korech HaChem Yorba. So the Odom is Chayim Misa. It's not Gram Ritzicha. It's called Ritzicha B'Yadayim. Then Iran has another Pshat. It's not so, but that's one suggestion. Anyway, so that's the Gemara in Bava Kam that explains this. The Gemara in Bava Kam in Perek HaKoynes, I think, has that. That you learn that Behem B'Chayim V'Yoyif, either HaKoynes or Shoshanok HaChsapor. The Gemara says, then call it Darakulam. Whenever there's a Pasuk about Behem, there's a lot of Dafke Behem. Behem B'Chayim V'Yoyif have the same din, and the Tanagol Shinis called Yerushalayim Al Shargas HaNefesh. Yayim Bera Boim Yom, Shinis Nasach HaGabi HaMizbech, you have to have Hasech Nesach Sheikhal Hashem. V'chatril, it should be Yayin HaMashaker. Should be Yayin HaMashaker. So if it's sat for 40 days, it already began to ferment. So that's good even v'chatril. And then, so Gemara says that's like a rebuta. The Rabbanon would disagree. So this simple reading of the Gemara is against the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan said that all the Tanoim agree that theoretically the Zman of Hakrovas Tam Shal Shachar is till Chatzos. But the Poel Mamish Lemaisa, they never brought it so late. And the Machlekes Rebuta and the Rabbanon is, did the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, did they institute the Zman HaTefillah corresponding to the theoretical Zman of the Korban or to the actual Zman of HaKrovas HaKorban? Here the Gemara presents it as if it's Machlokes HaTanaim. What is the actual Zman of HaKrovas HaKorban? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah that says, Al HaTomash HaShachar, Shikor Bar B'Shoes, is only like Rabbi Yudim. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, everybody agrees to that, that the actual Zman HaKrova was only up until Dalet Shoes, and the theoretical Zman HaKrova is until Chatzos. The Machlokes is, how did they institute the Zman HaTefillah? Okay, so that's what we started yesterday, the five Rabbi Yudim Abab Heid Chamisha Dvar. The next Gemara we saw already, so then the Gemara has skip 15 lines. Gemara says, Tefillah HaMincha is Machlokes Rabbi Yudim Rabban. It can only daven Mincha up until Plag HaMincha, it can daven up until the end of the day. So the Gemara has a Shailam, the Rab Chizkiya, the Rab Yitzchak, Hasam with respect to the Zman Shachris. We say halachic Rabbi Yehuda hold tanam b'chirta kavosay. The Mishnah in 80s goes like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's why we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. You should finish davening shacharis by dalet shoyes. So what about over here? Hachamai, what about with respect to zman mincha? The zman mincha is up only up until plaga mincha. How do you passkan over here? So he asked the shayla of Rabbi Yitzchak. Ishtik v'leivam alav v'lamidis. Rabbi Yitzchak didn't answer. Am Rav Chizdi, so the one who asked it said, well, nechse anand, let's analyze. Midrav matzli shal Shabbos, berav Shabbos, mebod yom. Rav would sometimes daven ma'ariv early after plag ha-mincha on Friday afternoon, like we do in the summertime. So shmat min ha-alochek Rabbi Yudim. Shoy, from the fact that Rav did it, so you see the din is like Rabbi Yudim. Feg marakashe ade rabbi. That's what Rav's practice was. Midi Ravuna v'Rabbanan, the other Talmidim, Rabbanan means the other Talmidim, lahava matzla arurta, they never daven ma'ariv early, they waited till Laila. Shmamana en halacha k'rabbi. So it's a halacha l'maisa, how should you paskan like Rav, or like all of the others who disagree? So the Gemara said, that's the din, hashtad lit, milchus talo, kamar b'la kamar, dovid kamar rabat, dovid kamar rabat. Why? So that's what we had to pre-chodosh, quoted by Rabbi Kedega on the opening Mishnah in the Masechta. He said, David Kamarab, David Kamarab, because we're dealing with a din de Rabbanon, so sveka de Rabbanon lekula. If you don't know how to paskin, so you have a right to go lekula. That was his taina. The Tosfos applied at the opening, Tosfos applied this klal, David Kamarab, even with respect to reciting Kriyashma. The Mishnah says you're only out to Kriyashma after it says Sakahavim, and Tosfos says we don't paskin like that. Because it is Gemara, David Kamarabin. So the Kasha was, David Kamarabin is mitigated to davening, because davening is the Rabbanim, but Kriyashma is the Raisa. So that's what the Prichodesh says. When the Tesis would appear, they pass from the Aloha that Kriyashma is love the Raisa. That was Machloikis on Daf. Where was that Machloikis? Daf Kof Aleph Amir Aleph. right in the middle. The Raman Paskin's Kriya Shema is Derais, and Tosis Shita in a few places in Shas is a Kriya Shema Lab Derais. So the opening Tosis and the Mesichta applies Dovad Kamara, but Dovad Kamara even take Kriya Shema. So you see that they think that Kriya Shema is Lab Derais. Okay. Rav Ikla Lebe Geneva. Geneva was one of the Amaroim. They didn't like him. The other Amaroim didn't get along with Geneva. He was a miserable character, apparently. And he was always giving the others a hard time. But he was a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says that in Bava Basra, in the first pair, in the second pair, they didn't know whether they're supposed to stand up for Geneva out of respect for his learning, but he wasn't at all, his midas were not refined. So apparently there was something wrong with his learning. So that was the Shaila. So the Gemara says he was a Bal Machloikis. So they held they don't have to stand up for him. Yeah. So anyway, Rab was visiting by Geneva. He knew how to learn. With Sol Shal Shabbos Bar Shabbos, and Rab davened early. Rabbi Matzah, Rabbi Yomer Barab Alachure. Rabbi Yomer Barab was a Talmud. He was davening right behind Rab. We see him, Rab finished Manasseh. But Rabbi Yomer, the Talmud, was standing behind him. He didn't finish Manasseh. So usually when you finish Manasseh, you walk back three steps. That's the Gemara in Yuma. That when you finish Manasseh, you walk back three steps. We have the, I don't know if it's a din or a minig. The Gemara just says that's the practice. When you finish Manasseh, you walk back three steps. When you start Manasseh, you walk forward three steps. Shailas, what if you're standing right next to the wall? So no way to walk. So the Chidor says no way to walk. So you daven where you are. And Aruch HaShulchan writes that in Lithuania, the minig was if you're davening in front of the wall. So you step back three steps in order to make the achana of stepping forwards three steps. But the Chidor says not so. The Chidor says, if there's no way to walk forward, say, just Dam Shmanesh, where you are. That's probably based on the Medrash on last week's Sedra, Parsha Shmois, that it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was grazing the sheep, he saw the burning bush and he stepped forward. So the Medrash says he took three steps. That when you approach the Shechina, you have to leave your mundane style of living and go approach the Shechina. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person finishes Shmanesah, he walks back more than three steps, Mechzik Yuhara. Why is it Mechzik Yuhara? Because he demonstrates as if he was so close with the Ribbono Shel Olam that in order to come back to normal living, he has to take more than three steps. He wasn't so close when he was davening. And no one is so far away that he has to take more than three steps in order to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody is a little bit, in this mundane world, we're a little bit removed from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you have to walk forward three steps if there's a way to walk forward. And when you finish davening, walk back three steps. Three steps is the whole story. The maximum and the minimum and shine. So that was the practice in the days of the Gemara also. They would step back three steps when they finished Manasseh. Rav finished before the Talmud, and he wouldn't. V'loy paskel etzlo said the Rabbi. I mean, he didn't walk back in front of him. So the Gemara says, Shma min atlas, he can infer three dinim from this ma'aseh shoy. Shma min at number one, v'spal lo'adam shal Shabbos, the heir of Shabbos. He can daven ma'ariv early before Laila. Shma min at mispal tamar achur Rabbi, it's permissible to daven behind the Rebbe. So the Gemara is going to ask that that's not true. That's on the last two lines. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yomi, hechi yavet hochi, how is he allowed to daven right behind Rav, Ham Rav Yudam Rav, on the last line, Le'olamai Spal Adam, Lo Keneged Rabbo, you shouldn't daven right next to the Rebbe, as if me and the Rebbe were both equal, so I can daven right next to the Rebbe, it's not the Acher, it's Achurei Rabbo, you shouldn't daven behind the Rebbe. So that's Shai Le'Rashi and Taisa, what's wrong with Achurei Rabbo? So Rashi has also Yuharohu, as if he's equal to the Rebbe, just like daven next to the Rebbe is as if they're equal. So the daven behind the Rebbe also as if they're equal. Taisa says the reverse. Achurei Rabbah looks as if he's praying to the Rebbe. There are some chassidim who pray to their Rebbe. So that's avodah zarah. You're not allowed to. So Talmud should never daven behind the Rebbe Shmanasseh because it looks when he bows down, it looks as if he's bowing to the Rebbe. That's what Taisa says. Yesh mefarshim shenir ki mishtachva le Rabbah. That you're not allowed to do. And then the Gemara says, so how can Rabbi Yomer bar Abba daven right behind Rav? He was a Talmud. Moshe going to answer, he was a Talmud Chover. It means that one time he learned by Rav, but then he advanced in learning so much that he already was almost as strong in learning as Rav was. That's a Talmud Chover. let's say when I was in elementary school, I learned by Rebbe, and then I kept on learning, and I know how to learn equal to the Rebbe in elementary school, or better than the Rebbe in elementary school. So that's called the Talmud Chabad. I was at one time a Talmud, and now I'm on the same approximately equal level. So that din, a Talmud, is not allowed to daven Achuri Rabbi, that's if he's a Talmud. But if it's a Talmud Chabad, then it's permissible. And then the Gemara quotes, first they quoted that Rab says, like the Omer Abiyud Amar Rab, Talmud is not allowed to daven Achuri Rabbi. Then they quote Abraisa that the Tana Rab Lezer says, like the Mispal Achuri Rabbi is terrible. It's Gorm Neshchina Shittistalik Me Yisrael, that's one. If your daven is right behind the Rebbe, oh, and Nesin Shalom the Rabbi, you're not allowed to greet the Rebbe. What's wrong with that? So Rashi and Tosfos give the first pshat, Handos and Shalom le Rabbi, the same way he greets anybody else. Kishar kol adam, Rashi says, Shalom Alecha, v'lam Alei Shalom Alecha Rabbi. That's the Gemara in Bavakama. The Gemara says that Toch kedei diba kediba domi. So if a person made a kinyan, he took a neder or a shvu, he can back out Toch kedei diba. How much is Toch kedei diba? So the Gemara says, Amachloi gesatana, mezik kedei shelas. Rav le Talmud, Shalom Alecha, is a Kadei Shelas Talmud le Rav, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, or the other gear says Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Amori. It's a Mosel, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, is seven syllables, Umori is 10 syllables, and Shalom Alecha is 5 syllables. So that's the question, how much time is Tekhle Diba? 5 syllables, 7 syllables, or 10 syllables? Kadei Shelas Talmud L'Rab, Kadei Shelas Rab L'Dalman. So that's what he says. Hades and Shalom L'Rab, Kishar Kol Odom is Gorm L'Schinu Shetishtalak Me'Yisrael. Then Tosfos has another pshat, Inami, even if he does say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amori, it's not their heretz to initiate the greeting to the Rebbe. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote in Yoreh, they quote a Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi comments on the Pasuk in Iyov. Eov says, but I was so highly respected by the people in the neighborhood that when I would walk in the street, the young men would see me and they would hide. They weren't afraid I was going to hit them, but they would hide out of respect. And they wouldn't greet me. They wouldn't. It's not the Acheretz to greet the Rebbe. The Acheretz says you have to wait till the Rebbe greets you, and then you greet the Rebbe back. So notice in Shalva Rabbi means if you initiate, like you slap the Rebbe on the back. Hi, Rebbe, good morning. How are you today? So you treat the Rebbe like a buddy, like a good friend of yours. So that's not the Acheretz. A person should wait till the Rebbe greets him. I was told I used to have an elderly gentleman who passed away already. I used to attend my shiur, Mr. Cooperman. His almana gives money to the kollel to support some of the boys, the Cooperman fellows. So he was a Baba V'chassid in Europe when the war broke out. So he said, in Europe, the expression by the Hasidim used to be, when you go to greet the Rebbe, you go Nemen Shalom by the Rebbe. You don't go to give Shalom to the Rebbe. You go to, the Rebbe should greet you, and then you should answer back. Based on this, Yerushalmi, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that it's not Dar Cheretz to initiate the greeting to the Rebbe. So that's what Tosfos says, Inami, Tosfos, the Yom HaSchala, Nosen Shalom. First Pshat, Nosen Shalom, the Rabbi Kishar Kol Odom, like Rashi says. That's what's Gorm L'Schinush Etushtalik. That's not right. And second Shantai says, you're not allowed to greet the Rebbe, period. You have to wait till the Rebbe greets you, and then you respond. V'acholik, what else? V'acholik al Yeshivoso Shal Rabbi. He publicizes that he disagrees with the Rebbe. That's not proper. V'amadav Shal Hashama Mepi Rabbi. The minig was, in the days of the Gemara, that they would only, the Talmidim would say over things when the Rebbe Shaloi B'Shem Amroi, because everybody knew that everything he knows he heard from his Rebbe. So if he would say something that he didn't hear from the Rebbe, he would have to label it and say, this I didn't hear from my Rebbe, this is my original Das Atzmi, this is my idea. So if he's Oyma Dova Shalai Shama Mipi Rabbi, and he doesn't say it's not from the Rebbe, so Stoma, everyone assumes everything he says is from his Rebbe. So that's, he's misinforming the public. If he says to him, everybody thinks that he must have heard it from his Rebbe, so that's not proper. I remember many years ago there was a Rabbinical Council of America, RCA convention. So they were talking about transplants, organ transplants. So somebody said, he heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik that you're allowed to take a cornea from a dead body and give it to a cornea transplant, I am ace is also b'ano. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that Asuma Choshev Kimeis, that's a Gemara in the Dorm, the first place, Asuma Choshev Kimeis, so it's Bikoch Nefesh. So it's considered Bikoch Nefesh. So I happened to be there. I was one of the next speakers. I was going to speak afterwards. So I told people, I can almost swear to you that Rabbi Soloveitchik never said that. Rabbi Soloveitchik would never give a psak based on an agarata. That's an agarata, Asuma Choshev Kimeis. That's not a halacha. So Rabbi Soloveitchik at that time was he was still alive, but he wasn't well at all, and they couldn't even talk to him about it. He didn't know what was going on. So one of his daughters, Rabbi Twersky's mother, has a good sense of humor. So she wrote a fake news item, a news article, that at the 55th Annual Convention of the Rabbinical Council of America, it was reported the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik that Oni Choshev Kimeis, and whoever earns less than $75,000 a year is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to make more because Nefesh, Oni Choshev Kimeis. The same logic, the same Agarata. Sumo Choshev Kimeis, Oni Choshev Kimeis, the same thing. And Moshe Weinstein has a tshuva about cornea transplant. He has a different, he thinks that it's mutter for a different reason. He says that Mesos Abano is a question whether it's a dinder ice or dinder abano. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk sham sham. It says Vatama Shamirim at the cover sham, the word sham, and it says we offer sham as egel abanachal. The word sham appears in connection with egel arufa. So the Gemara says just like egel arufa zos abano, that they prove that. How do you know egel arufa zos abano? Because kaparik sidbok kachim, the kohanim from the closest city say kapar the amchisal shepadis Hashem. So just like in kachim, it gives a kapara, the kachim aras abano. So the egla rufa is also asmano because kaparik sibok kachin. So since it uses the word sham by egla rufa, the word sham by the mei, so that's how you know that the mei is asmano. So the Mishnah Melech says not so convinced that it's a real drasha deraisa. Maybe the whole gzeru shav is only an asmachta. And then even if, but he says Tosfos assumes that it is a din deraisa. Mei is asmano. Tosfos assumes a din deraisa. Mishnah Melech was just wondering whether everybody agrees with the Tosfos. He had the hunch that it's only the rabbah. And then Tosfos had two opinions, and even if one should assume that mace is also b'anam in HaTorah, but maybe or ha-mace is also only midirabban. Maybe b'sar ha-mace is also in HaTorah, and the or ha-mace is only also midirabban. So I never understood that there's a difference between basar and or. I thought the or is just the top layer of basar. It becomes or. So I once had a pre-med student over for Shabbos, I asked them. Until my wife came home, so I asked them. He said, no, they're two different things. One is basar, and one is or. And then I asked them, what about the cornea? So he said, no, the cornea is like or. That's what Moshe assumes. Moshe doesn't explain how he assumes it, but he must have heard it from Rabbi Tendler. I don't know. That the cornea has the same consistency like or. So that's 2 days in Tosfos, where the or ha-meis is also in HaTorah with the Rabban. But Moshe Feinstein assumes we're not so sure about the whole mace. Well, the mace also about Nam and Atarma the Rabban. Mishnah Melech raises his objection against Tosfos. Maybe the whole drasha of the Gzer Shavah was only an asmachta to begin with. And even if you hold that like Tosfos, that a mace also about Nam and Atarma, but Ora mace, the 2 days in Tosfos, so Moshe assumes we have the right to assume Ora mace, including the cornea, is like or, that's only with the Rabban. So then in Hilcha Shabbos, we assume that the different madregas. If a person has takonis nefosh, it's mamish and may lose his life, then you're allowed to do even a malocha deraisa in order to save his life. That's called pekach nefesh. If you only have takonis aver, so we don't hold, there is a meiri holds either loss of a limb or life. Loss of a limb is also called pekach nefesh, but we have a different girsa in the Gemara. According to our girsa in the Gemara, loss of a limb is not called pekach nefesh, but we would be matir all isurim derabban. The different opinions in Shulchan Aruch, different opinions quoted. And the Chabad writes halachic kedei hashlishis. Dei hashlishis is the Ramban and the Torah Sa'odim. So we have the Torah Sa'odim now. Years ago, the Magen Avraham didn't have the Torah Sa'odim. They had to guess what the Torah Sa'odim said based on what the Torah quoted. So he didn't always guess correctly. Not everything that he guessed corresponds to what it says in the Torah Sa'odim. But the Torah Sa'odim has these four categories. Whenever the suffix takonis nefosh is mamish, first may lose his life. So then you're even permitted to violate Shabbos with Anisa Derais. Whenever there's only possible loss of a limb, so you're allowed to violate all the Rabbanans. Whenever the person is no loss of a limb, but it's only Choylo She'em Bo Sakona, means the person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. He doesn't even have to be sick. Let's say there's a baby and the baby is hungry. So the baby's hungry, starts to scream. He's not sick, but he's hungry. So usually the baby plays with his toys, or he fights with his brothers and his sisters, whatever the baby does. And now, because the baby is hungry, so he cries and he doesn't function normally. So tzorchei atinuk, such a tinuk is considered chalashem b'sakana. So we allow only gzeiras derabbanan you can violate, not malachas derabbanan. Malachas derabbanan is more serious, that's only mutter when there's sakana saver. When there's only chalashem b'sakana, then we only allow one to violate gzeiras. So refu is mutter, to take a pill is mutter, and amir al-nachri is mutter for chalashem b'sakana, that's only a gzeira. All list of things. To play the piano, that he should fall asleep. The Gemara says, also playing a piano is only a gzera de rabbanan. Shem yisakin klei shir. You don't say when he plays the piano, he's in violation of misakin mana. It's a gzera shem yisakin klei shir. So since it's only a gzera, so if by his falling asleep he will recover, we think he will recover. So the Gemara says, in the end of Erevin, if need be, a Jew is allowed to play the piano on Shabbos, soft music, to have the choyle fall asleep, that he should recover from his sickness. So if it's a chodesh em b'sakana, then only gzeris amuta. And if he's a bari with a mechesh b'alma, then not only do we not have any kulas, then we have a chumra, then we say refuah is us. Not allowed to apply any pills or any form of medication. So that's where Moshe Feinstein says that you're permitted to take the cornea from a mace to give a blind person sight, because that's like sakana seva, his eye doesn't function. Now you're going to give him functioning of the eye. And the isa hanoa on the cornea is like isa hanoa on the or, that we have a right to assume like that opinion in Taisus. Two opinions in Taisus, two different mesichtas. So the Reb Moshe says we have a right to assume that that's only the Rabbanon. So all the Rabbanons are mutter, mokam, with is he missing the function of an aver. The eye is not functioning. But he doesn't say that a sumo choshev kemes. That's an agadita. He says sakana seva. His eye doesn't function. So he's allowed to violate all these surim derabbanan to give him back. So he makes an equation between hilchas Shabbos and hilchas meis osamana. Just like in hilchas Shabbos, all the rabbanans are mutter when there's an issue of sakana seva. So by the iser hano of the meis is the same thing. Yeah, so this was the Gemara. So the Gemara asked Akasha, Rabbi Yirmi, Abba Rabba, was a Talmud of Rav. How was he allowed to daven behind Rav? A Talmud davens behind the Rabbi, Gorim Nishchina Shittisalik. So the Gemara answered, Shana Rabbi Yirmi, Abba Rabba, he was a Talmud Chover. Then they prove it, because in Yiddish, or in Aramaic, in the days of the Gemara, when they spoke, like today, when you go to court, so you say, Your Honor, you don't say you. You say, Your Honor, you speak in the third person. So when you talk in Yiddish, or you talk in the days of the Gemara, they wouldn't say to the Rebbe, you. They would say, what does the Rebbe say? So when Rav Reis David Mairev early, after Plaga Mincha, so Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was a Talmud of Rav, and he asks him, Mi Badlis, did you abstain from Malacha? How does he say, did you abstain? He should have said, Mi Badl Mar. Did the Rebbe abstain from Malacha? So since he didn't speak in third person, he spoke in second person, did you abstain from Malacha? So you see that he was a Talmud years ago, but that he grew in learning, and he became a Talmud Chavar Avram, so that's why he no longer spoke with such Derech Eretz Dira. It's not disrespectful, but a Talmud, he's speaking Yiddish, he's speaking Aramaic, so you say like that. Speak in English, it sounds funny, because no one talks like that anymore. In court, you still say, Your Honor. You don't say you. But Europeans, when they see a doctor, so they also say third person. When they see an Adam Nichbad, so they speak. When the students started learning in Eretz Yisrael, coming back to America, so they started getting used to speaking in Hebrew to the Rebbe in third person, and they came back. They started speaking to Rabbi Soloveitchik in third person. You know what they were talking about. If they would have spoken in Yiddish, you would have understood it. But they were saying in English, did the Rebbe say this? Did the Rebbe say that? So he said, which Rebbe? What are you talking about? I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, in English it sounds funny. Shoin. So that is the Gemara. Rav Tzolish al Shabbos Be'er Shabbos shows that if you want to, the Obed Kemara, but if you want, you have a right to follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that you can daven Ma'ariv before the sun sets, after Plaga Mincha. So what did the Gemara say? Shema Minat Plas, what are the three halachas that you see from this story? The moral of the story, one is you can daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha before the sun sets. One is the Talmud is allowed to daven behind the Rebbe, Hastis, if he's a Talmud Chover. Shema Minah, the Rav didn't want to walk back three steps after the Shema Neser because Asalaba Kenegan HaMispalalim, and that we know from other sources. Asalaba Kenegan HaMispalalim. That's a shot that Achrenim talk about that. Let's say people are davening in the Beis Medrash, and the doorway to the Beis Medrash, the entrance, is in front of all the people who are davening. So they paralyze the whole entrance, and no one can walk into the Beis Medrash. No one can walk in, no one can walk out. So that's not right. So the Achrenim use a melitza that ain't on the most of the Shalom. That, strictly speaking, that din doesn't apply over here. Ein on the most of the Shalom means if I bow down to your furniture, I deify it. So if I bow down to my own furniture, I bow down to my own hat or something, so I deify it, so it becomes also bano. If I bow down to your furniture, we say, my machshava can't relate to your property. I can't designate your property as a deity, that it should be also bano. If I'm going to cook, let's say you're cooking meat, I'm going to take milk and pour it into your meat. So if Ketosis says in Yomam, is that pay basis? Of course, all the most of the Shein Shalai. You don't need Das HaOdom to create Bas B'Cholov. If the milk leaks in by itself and it combines with the meat, it's going to become Bas B'Cholov Me'elam. So it doesn't make a difference if someone poured it in and it didn't belong to him. There the Issa doesn't depend on Das HaOdom. The whole din of Eidon HaMos HaDov Shein Shal only applies in a situation where you need Kabonis HaGavim, you need Das HaOdom. So by davening, the guy's davening. So what do you mean? His Das assets you from walking in front of him. Bottom line, the man is davening, so it should be also to walk in front of him. So strictly speaking, that klal ein on the most of the really shouldn't apply over here. But the Achrenim probably meant it as a melitza. I'll be positive. They didn't mean on the most of the shaloi. They just meant it's not fair that the guy decides to daven by the doorway and he's going to paralyze all base akness. No one can walk in, no one can walk out. If he's davening in his own house, okay. So he has a right to paralyze the use of his house. But to paralyze the Beis Medrash, the whole shul, that's not right. The Nigmar has a kasha. Umi Badil, Rabbi Yirmi Abir Abba asked Rav, Mi Badlis, when you daven Mairiv early, before Shkia on Friday evening, do you abstain from Malocha? And he says, yes. And Rav says, yes, I abstain from Malocha. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Umi Badal, is that correct? That once a person davens Mairiv on Erev Shabbos, it becomes Tosefes Shabbos Bal Korchoi. Is there such a thing as Tosefes Shabbos? So there's a whole sugi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. The Gemara quotes different Tanaim and say that there is Tosefes Yontov, Tosefes Shmita. Whenever there's a Kedushas Man, we assume it's a mitzvah lahosav mechol al hakodesh. The Gemara quotes different psukim. So one of the psukim that they quote is regarding Yom HaKippurim. B'nisim asnav shesech mitish al hakodesh ba'erev. Late in the afternoon on the 9th of Tishrei, that's Erev Yom Kippur. B'nisim asnav shesech, you start fasting an Erev Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that indicates that there's a concept of Tosefes Yom Kippur, and from there we learn that Mamatzinu, to Shabbos and Yontif, that you always need Tosefes. Then the Gemara has another opinion that it's learned out from a different marker, that we have a halacha l'moshe misina of Esanetias. Esanetias was mentioned, it's in Sukkah, not in Brochah. So Esanetias is in Sukkah. The Gemara says Esanetias halacha l'moshe misina, that before the Shnas HaShmita begins, you already have to be Mosim Mechol HaLakodesh, not to do Avodah Sakarka. But if you have 10 saplings that were just young trees, that were just planted recently, if you're not going to water them, they're going to die, and it's going to be a Hefzed Merubah. So that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that there's a rule and there's an exception to the rule. The rule is there is a Din of Tosefes Shviyos. Question is, how soon before Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShmita does it begin? So that's the opening Mishnah in Masech HaShviyos. And then the exception to the rule is that if you have Esanetias planted within a certain proximity, that you're allowed to water them during this Zman of Tosefes Shviyos. So the Gemara says, if you hold from that Pasuk, if you hold from that Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai of Esanetias, so it gives you both the rule and the exception to the rule, then you don't need the Pasuk of B'Tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev, I would be able to derive from Shnas HaShmita the whole year of Shnas HaShmita has Kedusha Zman. You have to be Moisim Echoyle LaKedusha. So from there I can extrapolate the Mamatzinu to any Zman that has Kedusha, namely Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, so you wouldn't need a separate Pasuk by Yom Kippur. The Rambam said that's what Tosfos holds like that. There is a din of Tosefos, Shabbos and Yom Tov. There is a din L'chatchila to be Moisim Echoyle LaKedusha. We mentioned, I think, a few weeks ago, maybe, we mentioned that there is a Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lama, Nabar Aleph, where the Gemara says that sometimes there's no mitzvah to give tochacha if a person is doing an avera b'shoigeg, and you know for sure that even if you're going to give him tochacha, he's going to continue to do the avera. So, mutab shiyu shogegim lo yehum azid. It's better not to give him tochacha. So the Gemara gives an example that the women keep on eating on Erev Yom Kippur until into this man of Tosefes, and we don't give them tochacha because we know they're not going to listen. So rather than, and right now they're doing the Yisra B'Shagig, they don't realize that there's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So Mutam Shiyu Shagig and Velay Yehumzin. That's what the Gemara says. Mutam Shiyu Shagig and Velay Yehumzin. So Tosefes says on that Gemara, what do you mean? The women eat until in the middle of Bein HaShemashes? That's so unreasonable. What kind of witches did they marry? What kind of women did they have that they're not careful? They know Ben HaShemash is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila, and they eat into Yom Kippur. So Tosfos thinks it doesn't mean that. It means there's some minimum amount of time before Shkia, before Ben HaShemash, that you have to be Mosim B'Choy L'Alakadosh. Tosfos doesn't know how much time it is, but it's a couple of minutes, and the women don't realize that. It's not Ben HaShemash yet, so the women continue to eat. And Mutav Shishogim Lo Yehumazim. But Tosfos said they don't know how much time it is. So in that Gemara, in Beitza Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Rabbeinu Peretz that we have now printed from the manuscript, Rabbeinu Peretz writes that he thinks that it's 30 minutes. That half an hour is always called Samach. Samach L'Mincha Gedayla, Samach L'Mincha Ktana, Samach L'Mayrev, Samach. If it's within 30 minutes before the Zman, you're not supposed to eat. So Samach is always 30 minutes. So that's the Zman over here. Tosefes Shabbos is Samach L'Shabbos. You have to be Moisim Mechol HaLakadosh. That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says. And the Achreinim quote that Rabbeinu Peretz, that the proper to make Tosefes Shabbos 30 minutes. Rabbi Soloveitchik said where he came from in Europe, he used to bench licht every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom to 30 minutes before the Shkia. And Erev Yom Kippur, he used to bench licht 60 minutes before the Shkia. So he says he remembers as a child, he asked, why is Yom Kippur different? Why do they Moisim Mechol HaLakadosh twice as much, that are 30 minutes, 60 minutes, and he answered him, 30 minutes for Malach and 30 minutes for the Inuyim. So he said he didn't understand what that means. It's one Kedusha Sayyim, that's Mechayiv in Inuyim, and that's Mechayiv in Yisra Malach. So why do you have to have 30 minutes for this and 30 minutes for that? He didn't understand. There's a Magen Mishnah on the Rambam. The Rambam only quotes Tosefes by Yom Kippur. Lefanecha Leachra doesn't quote Tosefes by Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Magid Mishnah writes on the Rambam that according to the Rambam that it's Tosefes only by Yom Kippur, that only applies to Inuim, doesn't apply to Melochim. So on Erev Yom Kippur you have to be Moisiv Mechol HaLakodesh, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, whatever you want to be Moisiv. You only have to be Moisiv with respect to the Hamisha Inuim, not to eat and drink and not to wear shoes. But you can still do Melochim. Because Melochim Yom Kippur, same as Melochim Shabbos Yom Tov, then Tosefes was only in Emerah, Benegir to the Chamisha Inuim. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was a very difficult Magid Mishnah. He said the Markevus HaMishnah, and that Magid Mishnah thinks otherwise. He thinks that it doesn't make sense. He should only be obligated to observe Tosefes Yom Kippur with respect to Inuim, not with respect to Issa Maloch. It's one Kedusha Sayyim, that's Mechayiv both. So one says a din of Tosefes Legabi Inuim, it's a din of Tosefes Legabi Issa Maloch as well. Here we saw the Markevus HaMishnah is a Chibar in the Rambam. And whenever there's a difficult Rambam, he usually gives the most bland, simple pshat. So no pilpulim, no fancy interpretation, always gives the most boring pshat in the Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik said once in a while, Markevus HaMishnah is right. His bland pshat is the correct pshat. You don't always give a fancy hasber. So he thought over here, there are a few times in Shir that he mentioned in Markevus HaMishnah. He mentioned once Rav Chaim recommended one Markevus HaMishnah that he thought was correct. Anyway, this one he thought was correct. So the Stei Chemed quotes Amach Leikus Achreinim, what is Shitas HaRambam? So some Achrayim say the Rambam holds you're only obligated to do Tosefes on Yom Kippur Lefanel Achrei on Shabbos Yom Tov. Not obligated to, but if you want Mekabel Tosefes voluntarily, if you're Moisif, then it's Chal Min HaTor. Other Achrayim disagree. They say the Rambam never said that. So they say no. The Rambam holds that you're not mechuyev Min HaTor, and it's not Chal Min HaTor, but the Rabbanon you're mechuyev. They say the Rambam never said that either. The Rambam never said Yimuchuyev Midirabbanan. The Rambam never said it's Chal. It never said that Tosefes is Chal Minatara or Midirabbanan. It sounds like Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tosefes is not Chal at all. Only Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Yimuchuyev to be Moisif, and the Tosefes is Chal. Shabbos Yom Tov not even Mechuyev at all. So if you're not Mechuyev at all, so how did the Rambam quote this din? Rav told us Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, and he said Kiddush. They asked Rav, the Gemara says a Shaila. Here, the first wide line on Chav Zaynam and Beis, the last narrow line, and the first wide line. So they say, Rab Tzav Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, I'm Kedush HaLakos, I'm not Kedush HaLakos. Did he say Kiddush or did he not say Kiddush? So the Gemara says, Toshma, Do Amar Am Nachman, Am Hashmul, Mispah Lonim Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, I'm Kedush HaLakos. Lilchus HaKavos, so that's how he passed. And yes, he can even be Yotzei Kiddush during this man of Tosefes. So Bishleim, if you all like Tosefes, that there is a din of Tosefes in the Mechaber in Hilchas Shabbos, he writes Yeshomim Shemitzvah in Hilchas Erev Shabbos. Right? Yeshomim Shemitzvah Lahosh Mechol Alakosh. Why does he say Yeshomim? So the Noisa Kelim say because the Mechaber knows that the Rambam doesn't believe in Tosefes outside of Yom Kippur. So that's why he writes Yeshomim. But it really holds like that. The Pashtus is like Tosefes. That's a simple reading of the sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. That the din of Tosefes is not restricted only to Yom Kippur like the Rambam wrote. Simple reading Amora is like the Tosefes that it applies even to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Mechaber wrote Yesham because he knows that the Rambam disagrees. So the Rambam seems to deny that there's ever a din of Tosefes. So how does he quote the din that you can recite Kiddush on Erev Shabbos? It's not yet Shabbos. It wasn't even Chal Midirabban. So how are you going to say Kiddush? So the Rambam himself answers the Kasha and he quotes the din in the Gemara. The Gemara says that excellent is Paladim Shal Matsoy Shabbos B'Shabbos. If you have a big Shas Hatchak, you can daven Mairiv with Atachan Antonu after Plaga Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. He knows he's going to have to run somewhere Matsoy Shabbos, some Midvar Mitzvah. So we permit him to daven Mairiv of Matsoy Shabbos after Plaga Mincha late in the afternoon. And he says Atachan Antonu in the Shmona Esrei. And he says Havdolah Alakos also, Mabdim Mekosh. He doesn't say Borimini Besomim because it still has the Nishami Yisera. You only say Borimini Besomim when the Nishami Yisera leaves. It's still Shabbos. It's still another hour before the sunset. So you're not going to say Borimini Besomim. It doesn't say Borim Yori Ha'esh. Borim Yori Ha'esh is a broche because HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Odom Harishon how to harness the energy from fire. He taught him the secret of Matzoi Shabbos. Every Matzoi Shabbos we commemorate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught this secret, how to harness energy. From fire. Of all the advances in the world came because of energy from the fire. So if you say Havdolah Mibod Yom, you don't say Bar Mi'aresh, you don't say Bar Minim Sok, but you can be Yotze Havdolah. So the Shabbos is, but Havdolah is after Shabbos is over. So you see, the Rambam says, so you see, there is no such thing. Havdolah is recited Somach Leitzias HaShabbos, close to the time Shabbos is over, either Lefanah or Le'achreah. Soon after Shabbos ended, after Tzeis Gachom, Asamach LeYitzias HaShabbos LeFanel, as Shabbos is about to end. So too Kiddush is recited, Samach LeKnisas HaShabbos Ilu LeFanel LeAchreah. Soon after Shabbos entered, you can recite Kiddush at home before you're about to eat, Kiddush Mokum Suda, or you can recite Kiddush before Shabbos enters, as Shabbos is about to enter. So according to the Rambam, there is no Tosefes Shabbos, or Tosefes Yom Tov, it was only Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And nonetheless, he quotes the din, Rav Tzodesh Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, and you can say Kiddush, because Kiddush, there is no such din that Kiddush has to be recited on Shabbos. It has to be recited, Samach L'Knesis HaShabbos.
If we all
have,
there is a
Chiyuv
Tosefes Shabbos, like why is it that we go like 18 minutes rather than 30, which is what most Achronim seem to say?
18 minutes, they say, is based on the Sefer Yireim. The Yireim has an unusual opinion. Yireim was a pleasant mitzvah, Talmud of Rav Meir Tam, mitzvah city in France. So the Yireim is of the opinion that Shkia, what we call Shkia sunset, is what the Gemara calls Tzeis HaKochavim. And Ben HaShemashos is 18 minutes before. sunset. It's a shita tchuya legamre. But that's what the minig of 18 minutes started off. Because according to Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the last 18 minutes before the shkia is the Ben Hashmashah. So you're not allowed to do any malach. Yeah, we really don't hold like that, because if you really get stuck, you can do malacha up until the shkia. But l'chatchila, that's how the minig developed. That 18 minutes is gimel rivei mil, 3/4 of a mil, and the Gemara says 3/4 of a mil is the shkia Ben Hashmashah. It's a wild opinion. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. The Rav told the Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos, and he would say Kiddush also. So does it indicate anything? So Tosfos holds the Yotzei Kiddush because you are Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. You can be Yotzei Kiddush during this month of Tosefes. And the Rambam holds that there is no such thing as Tosefes at all, and Kiddush has to be recited Samach L'Knesset Shabbos.
There is a din of Tosefes Shabbos L'Taneh L'Avriah?
Both, yeah.
We don't learn from
Ah, how do you know Leachreho? I don't know, that's a good question. But the Gemara then Rosh Hashanah gives a mocker. I forgot already what the mocker is. I think the Gemara gives a mocker, both Lufana and Leachreho. Meir Vader, it could be. Could be that's the mocker, I don't remember. If you can say Kiddush Mebod Yom, let's say according to Tosfos. Kiddush Mabod Yom means that Tosefes Shabbos Baschal, and you can be Yotzei Kiddush during this month of Tosefes. And the din is you have to have Kiddush B'makom Suda. So right after you recite Kiddush, you have to wash and say Hamotzi. So what if you finish the whole meal before the Shkia? Also good. You finish the whole meal on your bench, and the sun is still shining on Erev Shabbos, and you Yotzei. And you Yotzei said Tosfos on the first Mishnah in the last Perek Psochem. Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Arvei Psochem has two opinions about that. Can one fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during this man of Tosefes? So the Taz writes in Hilchas Shabbos, because it is two opinions, so if you're going to daven Ma'ariv early and you're going to make Kiddush before the sun sets, you're going to start to eat, so more correct is you should save over a little challah for the end and eat the challah after this man of Tzeisa Kechavim. So then there are three versions of how much challah should you leave over. Akazayas, usually ein achile b'chusim mikazayis, or a kebeitza, a yosem mikebeitza. Pashto says yosem mikebeitza, not a kebeitza. The kebeitza, yosem mikebeitza, that's based on the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says in Sukkah, there's a Mishnah in Sukkah, ochel maroi chutz l'sukkah. Achilas haroi, you may do chutz l'sukkah. Shinas haroi, even shinas haroi, you have to sleep in the Sukkah. Not only shinas keva. But a little nap, even a little nap, you should sleep in the sukkah. But achilas aroi chutz l'sukkah is mutter. So Gemara says, what's achilas aroi chutz l'sukkah? Up until and including a kebetza of bread. Yoytzim mikebetza, that's already called achilas kera. So the pashtus is that on Shabbos, you want to have, the Suda Shabbos should be achilas kera. So it should really consist of yoytzim mikebetza, of pas, plus whatever else they're going to serve. You fill the fish and soup and chicken and pickles and whatever, dessert, whatever they're going to get. But you have to have yosem mikabetza. But those are the three opinions. You have to have a kazayas, a kabetza, a yosem mikabetza of pas. Yeah. What is that machloikas? Why you can be yotze Suda Shabbos during this man of Tosefes? So the pashtus is, the machloikas is, Kiddush you may say. Kiddush, the Gemara says, you may say Kiddush. Why is it all of a sudden machloikas regarding Suda Shabbos? So the pashtus is that we learn out from Psukim that there is an institution of Tosefes Shabbos. The question is, Tosefes Shabbos only vis-a-vis Malacha, or it's with respect to all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, or all the mitzvahs of Yontif. So if it's only with respect to Malacha, then it goes Malacha and Kiddush, these two. Because these two are connected. Why they're connected? So the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, when the Rambam gives you the whole rationale, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a prohibition of Muktzeh? So the Rambam gives you a whole story. The Ravid says, what is he making up? His own explanation. The Gemara says that Tilta Muktzeh Zosser, it's a Shvus of Hoitzor. You really shouldn't allow anybody to handle anything in the house. To handle his hat, or to handle the plates, or the forks, or the knife, anything. Or the chair, the table. You shouldn't allow anybody to handle anything. He may carry it out of the house, but that would make life impossible. So that they didn't want to make life impossible. They want to make life a little difficult, but not impossible. So, So the only prohibited handling money, handling Eitzim Avonim, we offer junk that you don't use anyway. But the things that you use on Shabbos at that day, they never prohibit. But whatever they did declare as Muktzah are things that you don't use anyway. It's not going to interfere with your Einig Shabbos if you don't handle those things. So then he said, you're not allowed to handle it. Exerish and Miyotzi. That's how the Gemara says. So the Ravid says, and my Gemara gives a different reason. The Rambam gives a different reason. The Ravid says, and my Gemara gives a different reason. The Ravid is not correct. We don't know where the Rambam got this from. But the Rambam gives the whole explanation. He says like this, there are some people who are retired and they live in an assisted living home. They don't do their own laundry. They don't cook the food. They don't change the bedding. They don't do anything. They don't lift a finger. They don't write anything. They just relax all day and all night, all week long, all 7 days. So they're abstaining from Malach and Shabbos is not a Shvisa Hanikeres. So the Rambam says, we want to have a Shvisa Hanikeres, it should be noticeable that because it's Shabbos has a Kedusha Sayyam, that you're abstaining from Malacha. So that's why the Chachamim introduced the Issa Muktzah to enhance the observance of Shabbos. It should be a Shvisa Hanikeres. So it could well be that Tosefes Shabbos is only with respect to Yisuri Malacha, doesn't apply to any of the other Mitzvahs Hayom, with the one exception of Kiddush, because reciting Kiddush in conjunction with observance of the Issa Malacha is to make the Issa Malacha into a Shvisa Hanikeres. It should be Nikar, because I said today is a holy day and you're not allowed to do Malacha. So I said so. So that converts the Shvisa Malacha into a Shvisa Hanikeres. So there we can understand that there are Rishonim who hold days in Tosfos that Tosefes Shabbos only din in Issa Malacha and Benegeh to Kiddush. Because the Gemara says there's a two versions of what it said in the Aseres HaDibros, in Parshas Yisroi and in Parshas Vaschanan. So there's several discrepancies between Yisroi and Vaschanan. All the discrepancies somehow the Gemara didn't talk about. So the Ibn Ezra HaChumash raises that issue. How come the Gemara is only worried about Zalcha V'Shama? What about the other discrepancies? So the Ramban has his explanation in Parshas Yisroi and the Pasuk Zalcha Yom Shabbos L'Kadosh. So he says the other discrepancies are in style. Basically, when the Chumash quotes somebody who said something, we shouldn't assume that it's a verbatim quotation. He said something approximately like that. We learn Adinim from what Yisro said, you learn Adinim from what Laban said, from what Paro said, from what Bilam said. These people are Rishayim. What right do they have to make up Dinim? The Rabban Shalom makes up the Dinim. So the answer is, but the Rabban Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rabban Shalom said, write it over this way, even if he never said that. It's the gist of, basically, the gist of what he said. So we're putting words into his mouth that he may never have necessarily said. The Rabban Shalom said, write it like that, that the Jewish people should learn out the halachas. So the Ramban says, whenever it quotes that somebody said something, or it says, it's quoting what it said in Aseres HaDibros, it's not necessarily a verbatim quote. So all the discrepancies between Yisro and Vaschanan are just in style. And basically, the gist is the same, whether the first version or the second version. It could be that it said neither is the accurate version of what it said. It's the gist of what it said. But Zohar v'Shomer is an outright contradiction, because Shomer is a loises and Zohar is an essay. Ramban says there's a major difference between an essay and a loises. An essay, he says, we have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem and mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. So all the mitzvahs essay, the obligation to observe all the mitzvahs essay, stems from the fact that we have a chiyuv of Avas Hashem, to demonstrate our love for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we go out of our way and we do what would please Him, the mitzvahs essay. And then we have all the lois essay that flows from the fact that there's a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. We should fear Hashem, not to violate His instructions. So they're two different things, essay decha lois essay. Because the Ramban on Parshas Yisro says the reason why Esa Dechal is Esa, because Esa is Avas Hashem and Lois Esa is Yiras Hashem, and Avas Hashem takes precedence over Yiras Hashem. That's what the Ramban says. He says Zalcha V'Shomer is a major contradiction. What is the gist of what it said in Aseres HaDibros regarding Shabbos? Whenever it says Yishama Pen V'Yal, that's equivalent to Loi. Loi Sachsim Shor B'Disha. You only get Malkus if you violate an Avera that's similar to Losachsim Shabbatishoi, because in Chumash Dvarim, Vidarshin Smuchim, and Losachsim Shabbatishoi is right next to the Pasuk of Vahayon Bin HaKais HaRosha. So the Gemara says, whenever it says Yisham Ben Vial, that's the equivalent of a Lois Esei. So Shomar is a loy essay. To be a Shomar Shabbos means he doesn't do melacha. And Zohar is an essay to recite Kiddush. So which is it? Was it intended to that pasuk? That one of the Aseres Adar, is that intended to be a mitzvah sese, a mitzvah sles sese? So that's what the Gemara raises in issue. The Gemara says, Zach v'shamah b'dibur echad nemru. So what does that mean? So that seems to be a machlekes to Rabbi Natan and the Ran. So Rabbi Natan has a chiddush that women are obligated to eat shalashudis and to have lechem mishneh. And he says the reason why is because apen hay b'yosanes. Lechem mishneh and shalashudis is all zechal anes, zechal amon. And the man was a miracle min hashamayim. And it applied equally to the women, so even though it should have been a mitzvah seseh shazvan grama, and the rule of mitzvah seseh shazvan grama even applies to mitzvahs derabbanan, that was machlokes Rashi and Tosis on the top of Chof on the days. The Tosis says in a few places, the top Tosis says, in a few places Tosis says that the mitzvah seseh shazvan grama, women are potter, even applies to mitzvah derabbanan. So women should have really been potter, should have been exempt from requiring to have shalashudis and the hamishna. But we say Afen Hay Biasanes Sede Mechuyev, and the Ran quotes a Rabbi Natan per called Kisve in Masechus Shabbos, and he argues, why did the Rabbi Natan have to come on to a new explanation of Afen Hay Biasanes? He should have said simply Zocha V'Shama means everything on Shabbos is one package deal. Either you are Mechuyev or you're not Mechuyev, because the Gemara said on Chof Amin Beis that Noshim Chayos Bikidush Hayom Dvar Torah, because Zocha V'Shama. So that even though it's a zman grama, but women are mechuyev, even a zman grama if it's a lois essay. And even though zachar is an essay of kiddush and it's a zman grama, women should have been pater, but since zachar v'shamer are hukshu ahadad, because they were nemru b'dibur echad, if you have a din in the beginning of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk, that's called a hekesh. Here you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both. B'dibur echad, he said both simultaneously. So that's stronger than the beginning of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk. So that has a din of a hekesh. So the Ran says, the Rabbi Natan apparently thinks the hekesh only goes on reciting kiddush and abstaining from malacha. That's all. And the Ran says, no. It means everything in Hilchot Shabbos is one package deal. Either you're mechuyev in everything, or you're mechuyev in nothing. So the Ran says, women are mechuyev in shalashudis, and women are mechuyev in lechem mishneh. Well, you have to come on a new reason after Rabbi Asana, because Zach v'Shama b'Dibrecha, everything is hukash. Rabbi Natan apparently thinks it's not true. Zach v'Shama b'Dibrecha is only hekash between Kiddush and Issa Melocha, that the Kiddush accomplishes that the abstaining from Melocha is a Shvisa Hanikaris. So that seems to be a fundamental machlokes, the Ran and the Rabbi Natan. What would you say by Tosefus Shabbos? Tosefus Shabbos, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do Melocha. Rav davened early, he was mekabel Tosefus Shabbos. So then Rabbi Yirmi Abar Rabbi asked him, did you abstain from Malochim? He says, yes. Me batlus, yes, he abstained from Malochim. That's what the Gemara answers. So if he abstains from Malochim, that enables him to say Kiddush. What about all the other mitzvahs ayayim? So those are the 2 days in Teshus. Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during this month of Tosefus? Is in fact, on this daf, there's a Tosefus HaRosh. Quotes Bali HaTosfos to say that you can be Yotze Korban Pesach also when the sun is shining on Erev Pesach. And Shulchan Aruch, they have adopted the position that Tosfos has in the beginning of Arbe Pesachim, that Korban Pesach, he can't be Yotze during this man of Tosefus. Because it says, Bokhos Habasa Balayla Hazeh, Balayla Velo Bayom. And Ba'erev Toch Lamatz is only Ba'erev. And here, the Tosfos HaRosh is of the opinion, it doesn't mean Laila, it doesn't mean that. It means the beginning of Kedusha. You can't be Yotze Matzah and Korban Pesach tomorrow morning, the morning of the first day Pesach. But you can be Yotze the beginning of Leil Pesach. If you're Mekabel Pesach an hour earlier, so you don't take, so you eat the Korban Pesach an hour earlier. We know that opinion is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, they only quote that Tosfos, the Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Arbe Pesachim, that you can't even make Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush and you can't begin to be Yotze the Sudas, the Matzim, and the Maru, the Korban Pesach, until Tzeisak Terachav. Yeah. Because it says Balayla, Vachos Habasa Balayla Hazeh, Ba'erev Toch L'Matzah, Ba'er means Balayla, not the beginning of this month. And the Tzeisak Terachav, Balayla does mean Layla, means the beginning of the Kedusha Sayyam. If you're Mekabel Yom Tov earlier, so you can be Yotze the You can bench and finish the whole Seder when the sun is still shining. And every Pesach goes at Tosefes. So that's a big machlekes of Rishonim. Whether Tosefes Shabbos is Nemar only with respect to Issa Melocha and Kiddush, the two are connected, that it should become a Shvisa and Ikeres. Oh no, it's going to get to all the mitzvahs Hayom. Rabbi Soloveitch once gave a whole Yotzei Drasha. He was speaking about the tshuva of the Netziv in the Mesh of Dover. The Netziv has a tshuva, a woman ben shlicht on Erev Yontif, 30 minutes before Shkia, and then they delivered a telegram that her relative died. So she was already, when she ben shlicht, she was mekabel kedushas hayayim. So she took off her shoes to observe Avelos. And then the Shaila is, but the Yontif cancels Shiva. The din is, if a person began to observe Shiva before Yontif enters, and then Yontif comes, and then it cancels the remainder of Shiva. If the person doesn't find out about the death of the relative until Yontif already entered, someone dies on Yontif. But the person is notified on Yontif that a relative died, then the Yontif doesn't cancel the remainder of the Shiva. It only cancels if you started observing the Avelis before. So that's the Shaila over here. The woman already was Mekabel Tosefes Kedushas Hayayim when she ben shlicht. And then she gets a telegram that a relative died. She takes off her shoes. She observes Avelis. When you're ben shlicht, is that a Kabbalah, we assume? Not like the Ram holds only Tosefes Yom Kippur. We don't hold like the Ram. We hold like Tosefes. That there's Tosefes on every Yontif also. Shabbos doesn't cancel Shiva, but Yontif cancels Shiva. So that's the Shaila. What the aspect of Yontif that cancels Shiva is the Simchas Yontif. Osi Esed Derabim, Pedochi Esed Diochid. That's the Lashon Gemara. Esed Derabim is the Simchas Yontif. So that's the Shaila. Is there already a din of Simchas Yontif during this man of Tosefes? So she wasn't supposed to take off her shoes then. So then Yontif is not going to cancel. Maybe I should say no, that during this man of Tosefes, the din was only in this Chadish that there's an Issa Melocha. And in conjunction with the Issa Melocha, you can say Kiddush. To make the abstaining from Melocha into a Shvisa Hanikeres. But the other mitzvahs are not during this man of Tosefes. But then it will come out that during Tosefes, there is no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So she did the right thing. She took off her shoes. She observed Avelis. Then Yontif, the real Yontif, comes after Tzeisa Kacham, after Laila, and is going to cancel the Shiva. So that's the deal that the Netziv has. So the Pashtus says maybe that's the Gemara Sofik. Did he say Kiddush or not? The Gemara comes to the Maskan. He did say Kiddush. That's Rav Soloveitchik thought. This is the Gemara Sofik. Whether Tosfos Shabbos was only formulated with respect to Issa Melocha, or even with respect to Shah Mitzvah Sayyam like Kiddush. One can say the Kiddush that they knew, even once you get to the Maskan, the Gemara Kiddush maybe is connected with Issa Melocha. They make it into Shvis Anikeres. And there's still room to say that the other mitzvahs ayayim, like Simchas Yontif, or like Shalosh Shudis, would not apply. So that's the deal. There is a Tosfos in Ksubis, there's a one-line Tosfos in Ksubis, where Tosfos says something that's relevant, but it's not identical. There's a din, Eimar in Simcha b'Simcha, you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. Not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, that's an Issa Deraisa. Now they get married on Shabbos, that's only a din de rabban, Xerushem Yichtov. But you're not allowed to get married on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed, that's a din de raisa, Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha. When Kissinger married his non-Jewish wife, so his father said Shiva, and the mother went to the wedding. It was on Shabbos. He married his non-Jewish wife on Shabbos. So the parents davened in Broyers over here. So the father said Shiva because his son married a Nochrist, that's the minig. So a relative marries a Nochrist, that's like Shmat. And his mother attended the wedding. Yeah, so to get married on Shabbos is only an Issa Derabbanan, even if you marry a Jewish girl. But to get married on Chol HaMoed, that's an Issa Deraisa, Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha. So Tosfos writes a Chiddush that Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha on Yontif doesn't apply during this man of Tosefes. If you're Moshe Mechoel al HaKodesh, the din of Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha doesn't apply. So the Pashtus is, what it means is, that there's no Chiyuv Simcha yet. The Chiyuv Simcha doesn't set in until Yontif enters. That all the Shah Mitzvahs Hayom don't apply. Tosefes, Yontif is only relevant with respect to Issa Melocha and Kiddush. Doesn't apply to other dinim. And Rabbi Chana Wasserman, in the notes on Masechus Ksubis, that's a Tesa Elila, a one-line Tesa in Ksubis, Rabbi Chana Wasserman, they quote in the notes that the Talmidim wrote on Ksubis, they quote that he said it doesn't mean that. For sure, Tesis thinks that there is a din of Simcha during this man of Tosef Ziyantav. The only din was, Eim Amid Simcha B'Simcha, that doesn't apply. No. Shaila, can you really prove the point from the Tesis? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Matzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. One of the Amoraim used to daven Ma'irev of Matzoi Shabbos without the Hanantanu late in the afternoon on Shabbos. Because the din is like Rabbi Yudah, that you can daven Ma'irev after Plag HaMincha, so we even allow you to daven Tefillah Schol B'Shabbos. It's a big Chiddush. The Gemara says, do you say Havdolah Alakos also? I'm Havdolah Alakos. I'm Havdolah Alakos. Toshma. Salon Shem and Sajab. I'm Havdolah Alakos. You can even say Havdolah. Tosis says it must be that there was a big Shas Hatrak. The Tosis on Chavzainim and Beit Dima Mascha Tzoli. Shal Matzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia Dab in the Meir of Matzoi Shabbos. Late in the afternoon on Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. Yesh Loima. Doch HaMari must be the case was he has a bris tomorrow morning. He has to go make a train tonight, or he has to go start traveling right away. He's going to leave right after Tzeisat Kocham is going to leave. He won't be able to recite Havdalah. He's going to say Havdalah at home. It'll take another 10 minutes, and he's going to miss the train. He's going to miss the plane or something. Im lo yagdim. So then we say you have no choice. It's a big Shas Hatrak. So we allow you to daven Shal Matzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos and to say Havdalah. But the Bible says, La'asim Echol HaLakodesh Deraisa. There's a din of Tosefes, that's the Tosis. There's a din Masif Echol HaLakodesh, a din Deraisa. Not only Yom Kippur. Tosis says that every Shabbos there's a din. Masif Echol HaLakodesh. That's a simple reading of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes like that. Avo Bechinam Lof, you don't have a big Shas HaTchak, a Mokka Mitzvah, it's not right. So the Tzlach Yes, he doesn't understand Taisus. What do you mean? Vada mitzvah lehos mechol ha-kodesh. He's going to say Havdalah an hour before sunset on late on Shabbos afternoon. Oh, he's allowed to do melacha? Not allowed to do melacha. It's still Shabbos. So just like he has to wait till Tzeisat Kochavim, so he'll wait another 45 minutes, he'll wait another 3 hours. Why does it make it impossible to observe Masif mechol ha-kodesh? Havada tzorch lehos mechol ha-kodesh deraisa. And you can say Havdalah, and you still observe Yisam Allah. That's what the Tzlach says. He doesn't understand what that line means in Tosis. Because it's a mitzvah lehos of Mechol HaLakodesh, therefore you shouldn't say Havdalah early. Rav Soloveitchik just pointed out, you see from Tosis that once you say Havdalah, even though it's an hour before the Shkia, you're not allowed to do Malacha now, but would appear that Tosis thinks once you say Havdalah, Mebol Yom, that cancels your ability to be Mosei Mechol HaLakodesh. Since he already said Havdalah, he already said Atah Chanatano, he already said Havdalah Alakos. So you cannot extend Shabbos further. Until Tzeis Kacham, you have no choice, you have to wait, just because you said Havdalah, with Tfilah Atah Chanatano, Havdalah Alakos doesn't chase away the Shabbos. But it does make it impossible to be Moshe Mechol Alakos. That seems to be Tzeis's premise.
Is it, if someone says it happens,
I mean, if he already said Atah Chanatana, what are you getting? I don't know. Maybe Tos only says that if he said both Havdalahs, Atah Chanatana and Havdalah Alakos. By us, we say Vihinayim, but we didn't say Havdalah Alakos yet. Tos is saying it where he said both Havdalah Alakos and Atah Chanatana. There's no Havdalah left to say. I don't know exactly why it should make a difference, but maybe it does make a difference. I don't know. Yeah. That's the shot. Let's say a person is in the hospital and a relative dies on Shabbos. So if he's going to wait till Motzei Shabbos, he'll have a din of Einan. There's no din of Aninus on Shabbos. So if he'll wait till Motzei Shabbos, he won't be allowed to dav Ma'ariv. So maybe he should dav Ma'ariv mibod yom, and he should say Atochanatan, because Tosfos says if you have a big shas atrak, then we allow you to rav. The Rabbi Yoshia was matzlish on Motzei Shabbos, bishabbos. So maybe that's called the shas atrak, because he wait till after Shabbos is over, then the din of Aninus will set in on him. Won't be allowed to daven ma'ariv. You know, and is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So this is a machlokes between the Sfaradish Achronim and the Ashkenazi Achronim. So the Sfaradish Achronim have that suggestion. I think the Kaf HaChaim has it, and the Stechemet talks about it. He says he himself was, his relative died on Shabbos. That was his practice, that they said Havdolah, Halakos, Mibod Yom, and they said Atochanatan, because they're going to wait till after Tzeis HaKochavim. Then Aninus will say that he won't be able to damar, won't be able to say Avdolah. But he points out from the Ashkenazi, Noisei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, from the Taz and the Magen Avraham, you get the impression that they don't hold like that. That this din, that you allow people to say damar mibod yom, and to say Avdolah mibod yom, after plag amincha, this is something like Tashlum, the Ikas man really is Matzoi Shabbos. After Laila to say Ma'ariv and to recite Havdalah Alakos. So we allow you, it's like Tashlumin, the Chiyav really should be Amitzoy Shabbos, when it's after Tzeis HaKochavim. And then we allow you to say the Ma'ariv earlier and to fulfill a mitzvah earlier, to say the Havdalah earlier. But if you know that Amitzoy Shabbos he'll be potter, then it's not right to do Tashlumin earlier. That's how the Ashkenazi Achrayim seem to assume. But it's a strong svara. But what does Friday Shagadolim hold? Why not say Havdolah? Why not dab Ma'ariv mibod yom? He's still in a state of Aninus on Shabbos. Let him dab Ma'ariv Atochanaton. Let him say Havdolah alakos. Because on Matzoi Shabbos he won't be able to. So that's the Stechemikot. That seems to be a machlok between the Sfaradish Achrayim and the Ashkenazi Achrayim. What is the Mokar of Tosefes Shabbos? So we said the two different sources there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. So there's any difference between the two. So one source is the Pasuk, B'tishal HaChodesh Be'erev, Me'erev Ad'erev Tish B'su Shabbatchem. Tishal HaChodesh Be'erev means late in the afternoon, and Erev Yom Kippur, you start fasting. So that's a drasha from Torah Shebichzav. Then the other version of the Gemara is, know that it's learned out from Es HaNetiyos. Es HaNetiyos is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. There has no basis in the Chumash at all. Purely Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That has a rule and an exception to the rule. The rule is that normally there's Tosefes Shvi'is, Shmita. You have to be Moshe M'Chol HaKodesh to abstain from Melechas HaKarka some time period before Shemitah enters. Shemitah enters Leil Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shnasa Shemitah. So maybe a month or two, a couple of months before Rosh Hashanah, one should abstain from Avodah Zakarka. That's the rule, and the exception to the rule is that if it's Es HaNetiyos, then we do permit you, because I have some rules, so we do permit you to do Melechas Zakarka. So the Mordechai, I think it's a Megillah, quotes a Kasha from a Balat Tosfos, an irregular Balatais, not the Rabbi in the time of the Re, so Balatais we hardly ever talk about. Somebody from Vienna, I forgot his name, one of the Balatais lived in Vienna. He asked Akasha, according to the, he makes a premise, he makes an assumption that a din that's Torah Shebichzav is more chomer, a din deraisa is more chomer than a din derabban. A din that's based on Torah Shebichzav is more chomer than a din that's only known to a Torah Shebal Peh, even though they're both deraisa. That's a chiddush. And Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is purely Torah Shebal Peh. And a drasha that you learn out from the psukim is stronger. A drasha that you learn out from the psukim is stronger than Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Mordechai quotes this kasha from the Balat Tosfos. How can he's working on the assumption like Tosfos that you can recite kiddush mibod yom Rav Tzodesh Shal Shabbos Ber Shabbos, and he says kiddush because of Tosefes Shabbos, not because of the Rambam, that Kiddush can be recited Samach L'Knisas HaShabbos Lufaneho, and there's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. And you're really reciting Kiddush on Erev Shabbos B'Bod Yom, and you can do Melocha till the Shkia. There is no din of Tosefes at all, according to the Rambam. So So the Balei HaTosfos all learned not like that. They learned, no, the reason why you can say Kiddush, because Shabbos has entered already. So he's bothered with the kasha that Kiddush is considered Torah Shebichsav. Because it says, Zocher Yom Shabbos LaKatshoi, and Zocher means LaHaskir, to mention Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos. So the obligation to recite Kiddush is based on Torah Shebichsav, and Tosefta Shabbos is only known through Halacha Moshe Messina, which is pure Torah Shebalpeh. So how can, let's say, a child before Bar Mitzvah is going to recite Kiddush to be Moitzi an adult? This happens all the time. Let's say the father's away on business on Shabbos and the mother feels uncomfortable saying her own Kiddush, so she asks the little child, the son, that he should say Kiddush. The son is not Bar Mitzvah, the mother is Bas Mitzvah, so the mother is not Yotzi with the son's Kiddush. The mother has to say Kiddush on her own. European women had this hang-up. They didn't want to say Kiddush and Avdolah on their own because only an Almana says. They didn't want to act like an Almana. So they would rather have their children say the Kiddush for them. But if the child is not Bar Mitzvah, he's only Mechuyim in the Rabbanon. So Mechuyim in the Rabbanon is Einim Mechuyim B'Dov. He can't be Moitzah the mother. Mother is Mechuyim in Kiddush Menat Torah. So that's the Shaila over here that the Balei HaTosfos asks. How can I myself say Kiddush during this man of Tosefos if Tosefos is learned out from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai V'Esen Atiyas? So that's a lower level. That's only Torah Shabbat Peh. That's a lower level than Kiddush. So Kiddush is Torah Shebichsav. Zocher Sam Shabbos L'Katsho means lahaskir, to mention Kiddush. That's really a chiyuv Torah Shebichsav. Hamayotze the Kiddush, because Torah Shebichsav, if I say the Kiddush, I recite the Kiddush during this month of Tosefta. According to the Raman, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. There's no such assumption that Kiddush has to be recited on Shabbos. It can be recited samach l'knisus ha-Shabbos lefaneha. But Tosefos holds, l'shitas ha-Tosefos, it's a kasha. Because Tosefos holds that the reason why reciting Kiddush on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, is acceptable is because of the Tosefos Shabbos. Because Tosefos Shabbos is chal. So that's the kasha. But if Tosefos Shabbos only learned out of Mamatzina from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and Kiddush B'Dvarim is learned out from the Chumash, Torah Shebichsav, how can I be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav during a Zman that's only Torah Shebalpeh? So he gives up some funny, it's an interesting kasha. And he gives a complicated answer on the kasha, but it's interesting the way he worded the kasha. The premise is a surprising premise, that not all dinim d'oraisa are on the same level. Torah Shebichsav is on a higher level, stronger chiyuv than Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Prima Godim has a whole psicha kolelus. He has a general introduction to Torah Chaim, which is really a general introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh. So he starts off with the different levels of Dinam Deraisa. Not all Dinam Deraisa are on the same level. So he quotes this kasha from the Mordechai, from the Balei HaTosfos from Vienna. And then he quotes also a Yerushalmi, that there's a Mishnah in Nazir. There's a Nazir in the Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol walking down the highway, and they both commit to a Meis Mitzvah, and you don't need both of them to bury the Meis Mitzvah. One can be bury the Meis Mitzvah without both being Tameh. So which one of the two? A Kohen and a Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol's prohibition against Tumas HaMeis is more chomer than a Kohen Hedyot, because he's not even allowed to be Metameh to design Kroivim. So if it's a tosa between a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, so let the Kohen Hedyot be Metameh the Meis Mitzvah, and the Kohen Gadol will remain Tor. What if it's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and they both have the same din? They're not allowed to be Metameh L'Meisim, even to design Kroivim, but if it's a Meis Mitzvah, they're allowed to. So which one of the two has the higher level of Kedusha that the other one should be Metameh? So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, Blaze and the Chacham, whether the Kohen Gadol should be Metameh, or the Nazir should be Metameh. And Yerushalmi explains what they're fighting about in the Mishnah and Nazir. So then he quotes Prima Godin in the Psicha Kalel, as the beginning, quotes a Yerushalmi. What if you have a Nazir and a Nazir Oilom walking down the highway and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah? So the Yerushalmi says Nazir Oilom is only known through Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. They're no psukim at all. The whole thing is Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Nazir is a regular din in the Chumash, a regular Nazir stam. A Nazir is in the Chumash. So since Nazir, normal Nazir is in the Chumash and Nazir Oilom is only Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, so the Nazir stam is more chomer than the Nazir Oilom. So let the Nazir Oilom be Metameh. So that's a chiddush. That's what the Prima Godim is driving at. You see that a din that's only known through Torah Shebal Peh is considered a lower level than a din that's based on Torah Shebichsav. So that's what he quotes that kasha from the Mordechai on Megillah, from the Balei HaTosfos from Vienna. How can I be mitzi myself with kiddush that I recite during the Zman of Tosefos if Tosefos is only learnt out from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, and Kiddush is a pshuto shal mikra, Torah shebichsav. So how can Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai be moitzi achiyev that's lefi Torah shebichsav? It's an interesting kasha, interesting assumption, that Torah shebichsav is more chomer than Torah shebal peh. There's an interesting Magen Avraham. Let's say in shul in the summertime, they had two minyanim. There's an early minyan, and they daven ma'ariv early. Then there's a late minyan, they daven mincha right before the shkir, then they're going to daven ma'ariv after Pesach Krov. So let's say the fella doesn't want to daven early. So he's going to daven mincha by the early minyan, say Kabbalah Shabbos, and when they say Baruch Hu, he's going to come home. He'll go home, he'll make Kiddush, he'll start the meal. He won't bench. Okay, he'll start the meal, then he'll come back to shul to daven ma'ariv with the late minyan after Tzeisach Chacham. So the Magen Avraham says, that's fine. Let him be Mekabel Shabbos early, and then he can make Kiddush. Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, you can make Kiddush. You can start the meal, and Kiddush al Makam Sudim. And then he'll pause in the middle, go to shul, daven ma'ariv, then he'll come back home and finish the meal. So in the Sefer Maaseh Rav, that was written by one of the Mekurovim of the Vilna Gaon, he writes that the Vilna Gaon didn't agree with this Magen Avraham. And he was in Dyke from the Loshan and the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav told him, Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, you daven ma'ariv early. So the Gemara has the suffix, did he say Kiddush or did he not say Kiddush? The first wide line. Rav told him, Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, the first wide line, Achav Zainam and Beis. Did he say, I'm a Kiddush Alakos, I am a Kiddush Alakos. Toshma, yes, I'm a Kiddush Alakos. So you see from the Gemara, you can only say Kiddush and start the meal if you daven ma'ariv early. If you didn't daven ma'ariv early, you can't. Why? What's the mashma? Why? He says, you see from the Gemara, Deloika HaMagan Avram. Why should it be Deloika HaMagan Avram? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following, based on a Rambam. The Gemara has a Machlegs, Rav Lezer, Rav Yeshua, how is one supposed to observe Yom Tov? Because you have Shnei Ksuvim, HaMakrishim, Zeh, there is no Kosova Shlishi, Sheachri Benem. One person says, Latzeres Lashem Elokecha, you should dedicate the whole day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should learn a lot, and the rabbi should give sermons and give a shir, and you should daven longer. The other pasuk says, you should eat and drink and be merry. So which is it? So there is no kosov ashlishi shiachri benem. So it's an abstract shaila. What do you do when you have shnei suvim amakrishim zazeh? There is no kosov ashlishi shiachri benem. So Blazer's opinion, Blazer ben Hurkanus holds, he holds, okula lachem, okula lachem. You have to make up your mind. If you're from the people who enjoy learning and davening, so spend the whole day long learning and davening. And if you're from the people who enjoy eating food, so spend the whole day eating and drinking and making merry. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. We paskin when you have shnei suvim amakrish mezezeh, even though there is no kosov ashlishi shachre ben ayam, we have to make a pshara on our own. We have to make a compromise on our own. And we say, chalkeyu, chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. We pointed out, Rabbi Yosef Engel has this, that you have such a similar machloikas on Lamed Hey on his base, that it says, one pasuk says, V'yosafta d'gonecha b'siroshcha v'yitzarecha, you should make a parnasa. And the other pasuk says, V'hagisa bo yomam v'loyle, you should learn all day and all night. So which is it? Here, that's around 13 lines from the top of Lamed Hey on base. It says, Yeshua chapter Aleph. And then it says later, Asafta Ganecha is Dvorim chapter Yud Aleph. So it's a stira. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Bizman Shosim, it's either A or B. He goes like Rabbi Lezer, it's either A or B. So Bizman Shosim, it's on a Shalmokim, that it's going to be Vagisa Bar Yom Valoy. Bizman Shosim, it's on a Shalmokim, that it's going to be Asafta Ganecha. It's either A or B, either one or the other. And we don't pass on like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You should make the compromise on your own. You should have Torah with Parnasa together. When you have free time, you should learn. And then when you have to make a Parnasa, you make a Parnasa. You blend the two in together. So the same machlokes applies on Pesach and on Sukkot. How do you celebrate?
Do you apply Kalim Shatorin and Rashibahim to things that are in the Torah and Moshe?
Do you apply what?
Kalim Shatorin and Rashibahim to things outside of Torah and Moshe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that really an example of the
time? Yeah. Okay. The same. The others are talking about everything in Chumash. Here, this is in Yeshua. Okay. That's a question. The Gemara usually has a klal divitam divikabbalah lo yafina. So we should ignore what it says in Nevim. Nevim is divikabbalah. But sometimes you don't ignore. That's a general shayla and shas. How come the Gemara learns that so many dinim from Nevim and Ksuvim? What happened to the world? Divitam divikabbalah lo yafina. I don't know. So you gotta figure out the answer. It's a good question. You gotta figure out an answer. So the Gemara says you have this machlokes. So when the Rambam quotes Rabbi Yeshua, Chalkeu chetzel Hashem v'chetzel lachem. So he says, v'kachu hadas, this is the way you do it. So the Rambam says, yidav ma'irev, and then you eat the first meal. Then yidav shachas amusav, then you eat the second meal. Then yidav mincha, then you eat the third meal. So the Rambam sounds like it has to be kiseida hazeh. Has to have first chetzel Hashem, and then chetzel lachem. Chetzel lachem, chetzel lachem, and then chetzel Hashem v'chetzel lachem. So you shouldn't have shalashudas before mincha, and you shouldn't have sudas alayla before yidav ma'irev. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the pshat in the minig of the Vilna Goyim, that it's not right. If you didn't daven ma'ariv, you shouldn't say Kiddush early. Not like the Magen Avraham. You can be mekabel the Shabbos and then go home and say Kiddush, and then start eating, and then go back to shul and daven ma'ariv. He said the only time you can say Kiddush al hayayin during this Zman HaTosef is Rav Tzoga Shal Shabbos El Shabbos. If you daven ma'ariv, then you can recite Kiddush. If you didn't daven ma'ariv, you shouldn't do like that. Because the mitzvahs will be fulfilled shalom ala seder. Has to be ala seder first to daven, then to eat, then to daven, then to eat. Chalkei chetzel Hashem, chetzel lachem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow I don't think I'll be able to give a shiur. But next Sunday I will try to give a shiur.
My father has been around this question in Chicago for 7 years.